USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a game changer. It is a sea change for the Mideast. Hats off to President Trump and his team.
Senator Lindsey Graham saying a peace agreement announced yesterday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates is kind of a big deal.
It's going to create stability in a region that's been very troubled. It's going to create economic opportunity for American businesses to get into the game with the UAE and Israel.
The deal means the UAE becomes just the third Arab country to recognize Israel's existence. President Trump's former lawyer and longtime so-called fixer is accusing him of working with Russia during the 2016 election. In an upcoming book, Michael Cohen says Trump, quote, cheated in the election with Russia's help. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion with Russia. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC reports a quarter of young adults considered suicide over the past month, and it's related to the pandemic. The agency surveyed over 5,400 young people in June, and the results accounted for those aged 18 to 24. New data also showing a recent surge of anxiety and substance abuse among all age groups. More than 40% of the people surveyed say they've experienced a mental or behavioral health condition connected to the health crisis, and nearly 15% reported turning to substance abuse because of it. Milwaukee's mayor wants to know if the city is on the hook for the money that's been spent on the now virtual DNC. A Milwaukee TV station reporting a letter from Mayor Tom Barrett is asking convention organizers how much Milwaukee might have to pay back. Barrett wants to know about security money and other things the city received. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president continues to call for the safe reopening of schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
The mayor of a small town in Virginia is now being urged to resign following a Facebook post in which he claimed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima as his running mate, end quote. Luray Mayor Barry Pressgraves made the comment over the weekend and has since faced a bitter backlash from the town council as well as other residents throughout the state calling him a racist. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.